Hi, this is John Thomas. As you know, or you should know, I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Weight You Choose. And yes, that's true. You can weigh anything you want to weigh. It's not a question of self-determination. It's a question of recognizing why you made yourself fat or overweight or heavy or whatever it is and why you are keeping yourself at that weight. You know, everybody knows exactly what to do to weigh less. Put less food in your mouth, in your system. That wasn't hard, but nobody can do it. So you find that strange, really, really strange. As I said in my last podcast, people are paying billions of dollars every year in an effort to weigh less, but permanently, almost no one ever does. Something like 97% of everybody who goes on any diet, any weight program, anything, gains the weight back. Companies are even trying to pay people, bribe people to weigh less by giving them money. Why? Because it makes economic sense. Their insurance costs will be less. Their liability will be less for health costs. And people should be happier. So everybody is on the same page. They want to weigh less. Then why don't you do it? Clearly you're overweight, or you think you are. You wouldn't be listening to this. The fact of the matter is that people are literally afraid to weigh less. You say, oh, John, ah, John, that's crazy. I would give anything to weigh less. And I say, really, why don't you? You know exactly what to do. You are afraid of giving up the food, or that you're afraid you may have to give up the foods that you love to put in your mouth, the foods that make you feel good, the foods that enable you to get through the day. When you're anxious, you put food in your mouth. You want to feel better, you put food in your mouth. And you are scared to death that you will have to give that up. When you think of going on a diet, you think of the drudgery ahead. Oh my gosh, I'll have to give up ice cream, chocolate cake, whatever it is, for 6 months. And you won't be able to do it. Nobody can. You'd love to weigh less. You never wanted to be fat. You never wanted to make yourself fat. You don't like being fat. Realistically, I must tell you that you have become emotionally comfortable weighing what you do. People say, yes, John, that's just crazy. I hate it. I can't stand it. I say, really? Why not do something about it? I'm not talking about going on a diet. Diets are pointless. You have to come to grips with why you did this. What I'm suggesting to you, by the way, for free, I want no money, keep it, you'll need it to buy a new wardrobe, is that you change, go through an emotional change of the needs or the reasons you feel the need to put food in your mouth. All you have to do, and this is so simple that people can't believe it, is recognize what you're doing, understand what you're doing and why you're doing it. Once you identify the problem and you feel the problem, you can make it go away. I will tell you exactly how to make it go away. First, you have to recognize it and feel it. Well, how do you do that? John, how do we do this? How do we do this? Look, just pay attention to what you're doing. See what you're doing. Understand it. And when once you grasp it, you can make it go away. Lots of people have by listening to my podcast. It is that simple. Look, let's give you an example. It's breakfast. Your breakfast. And when I go through these things, keep in mind that at some point during the day, you are putting enough food in your mouth or calories in your system to keep you weighing exactly what you weigh now. All you have to do, as you know, is put less calories in your system, less food in your mouth, you'd weigh less. You can't do it. So what's the problem? Let's go through your day. You go through your day. I'll take you through it. But you have to do this yourself. Again, you report to no one. You don't report to me. There's no test. But look, it's breakfast. What do you do for breakfast? You have a big breakfast. You have pancakes. You have bacon. You have waffles. You have cereal. You have a small breakfast. You eat nothing. Do you save your nourishment for lunch or for coffee break? What do you do? And whatever it is you do, try to do something different. I'm not telling you to change your diet. It won't work. I'm not telling you to eat less food. It's pointless. Sooner or later, you're going to come back to eat the amount of food you feel you need for emotional reasons. If you ate just for nourishment, you wouldn't be fat. If you ate just for nourishment, you could be as thin as you want, which you will be able to do once you listen to all my podcasts. Stick with me. So what is it that's different? I will tell you. Do something different. If you have waffles, don't have them one day. The point is to see how you feel. The whole point of this exercise is to understand your emotional reaction to what you perceive as deprivation. That's why diets are pointless. People are putting food in their mouth or eating, as you call it, for emotional reasons. They do it to satisfy the emotional needs they feel. What I'm going to tell you to do is how to understand that intellectually and then experience it emotionally. So it's breakfast. Whatever you do, do something different. Eat more one day, eat less one day. Just the point is not to permanently eat less. I'm not putting you on a diet. That's pointless. I want you to understand what you're doing so you can stop it and make it go. You'll not just stop it, you'll make it go away. All right? Now, breakfast. Let's go. Do you take a coffee break? Do you have sweets with it? What is it you're doing? Keep in mind that whatever you're doing is keeping you at a weight that you say you hate. It's self-inflicted damage. I know you can't help it. I really do. But let's stick with it. Now it's lunchtime. Do you bring lunch to work? Do you go out with friends? Are you in the house all day? Are you around food in the refrigerator? Is that the problem? Watch everything you eat. Again, I'm not telling you to try to eat less. That is really silly. And that's what diets are, and diets are absolutely pointless. But you have to understand why you're doing it. So it's lunch. What do you do? Do you go to the same restaurant every day? Do you eat with friends every day? See how much you eat. Not in an effort to stop it so you understand it. Then try to do something different. I don't care what it is. Eat more, eat less, eat differently. The only point is to understand the emotional reaction you have, and you will have one, to doing something different. If you're used to having a hamburger every day for lunch, do something else. I don't care what it is. It really doesn't make any difference. You will see you will have an emotional reaction. It'll be different. You will feel differently when you do something different, when you put different food in your mouth. You will see as you go during the day. We'll cover dinner in a separate podcast. That's a more extensive podcast. Why you're doing this. Once you understand why and feel it, you are halfway there. You're at the point where you will never have to worry about food again, because you won't need it. But in order to eliminate your emotional need for food, in order to eliminate the need you feel to put all that food in your mouth, you really have to understand why you're doing it and the feeling you get. Don't worry about it. It'll be okay. You won't need all the food. You will see. It becomes so simple. I have lots of people who thank me, say, John, thank you so much. You've changed my life. And I'm thrilled. That's why I do this. That's exactly why I do this. Right now, you are afraid to give up the foods. You are afraid to be compelled not to put the food in your mouth. That's what diets are. That's why diets never work. People always go back to what they feel they need. You're putting the food in your mouth is emotional need that you feel today. You will not feel it anymore. I promise. Just do it. If you want to email me, that's fine. If you don't, just tell yourself, why am I doing this? Why am I keeping myself fat? I'm doing it on purpose. You don't want to, but you're doing it on purpose. So try it. Tell yourself the emotional change that you feel when you do something different. There will be a change. All you have to do is do this for a few days and you get the message. It is that simple. This is John Thomas. We'll continue the podcast. Goodbye.